state government on as business-like a basis as possible. Last Thursday night, on the phone with Governor Schwarzenegger of California, he and I agreed on a step that I believe is good business for Indiana taxpayers and I hope for the people of California, too. We agreed that for the next couple of years, while space permits, Indiana will take surplus prisoners from the California prison system at our medium security facility in Newcastle. We will be able to hire 200 Hoosiers in or around Henry County to staff up that facility fully. And the state of Indiana will be paid between $6 and $7 million per year for the service we're providing. So we believe it's a very effective and maybe creative step to take. Indiana gets 200 jobs, a well-trained workforce at Newcastle as that facility eventually is fully used to house Indiana prisoners, and millions of dollars that didn't have to come from anybody's tax payments. Governor Schwarzenegger was very happy about it, and so are we. I want to thank Tom Saunders, who's here today, was one of the original proponents of that facility being there, but then worked with us to make sure that it was actually used and not the white elephant that that it was for too long.
Let's talk about how we're going to get the inmates from
California
here. Train, plane, bus?
Conair. the first answer is I don't know, and the second answer is I couldn't tell you if I did. This is for, I think, quite logical reasons, something the two correction systems want to keep under conditions of security. But there's a very well-established system. Dave Donahue moves offenders around all the time within our system. Once again, these will be medium security prisoners, no highly dangerous felons. They will be the kind of prisoners who are housed there now and for whom it was built. Dave, give me a couple typical.
Drug use, drug abuse, property offenses would be traditional
medium
custody.
So. How many burglars, car thieves?
Sorry?
Like burglars, car thieves.
Property offenses like that? Yes. Medium security by the Indiana definition.
How many offenders do you expect to get, and what happens if Indiana needs those beds?
About 1,200 at the peak, and as Indiana needs the beds, and we will, over the next 2 years, we'll reclaim the units. But in the meantime, they'll be fully occupied. We'll be able to hire people and have them fully trained as Indiana prisoners are eventually housed there, and we'll make millions of dollars that, again, no taxpayer had to provide. So we thought it was good business. California liked the idea so much, they have now made similar arrangements or are making them with other states, too.
Is the $6 million the total of what California is paying, or is that after you subtract the cost of hiring and training?
Right. If you'll recall, to move Newcastle from its empty white elephant status, we hired a private contractor and brought prisoners home from out of state where they had been housed by other states at premium prices. Saved about $3 million and put a lot of Hoosiers to work. That contractor will be paid for its services, and Indiana will be paid the $6 million on top of that.
What's the profit?
Yes.
Does Indiana make a profit from this deal?
Yes, we make $6 to $7 million, the state government does, and the company that runs the prison will make, if they run it well, will make some margin on the revenue they receive. This guy's been waiting.
Let's talk about when these inmates have done their time, what's going to be the protocol as far as getting them back into the public? Will they be released in Indiana, shipped back to California, and released?
Shipped back to California and released. Yes, these are California's prisoners. We're performing this service and being paid for it under contract, but they remain the responsibility of the California system.
Southern California.
Answer that correctly, Mr. Donahue?
That's correct. Southern California has one of the worst gang problems. Transplanting any of that activity here?
I'll refer you to Dave, but number one, Again, these are not the sort of prisoners that typically are involved in that sort of activity. Secondly, we have that issue in Indiana prisons now, and Commissioner Donahue and his people are taking very aggressive steps to deal with it.
Do we still have prisoners in other states?
No.
Do we no longer have any prisoners in prison?
No.
Do we have any county jails?
I know I can answer Ted's question. No, we moved as fast as we could to bring the prisoners who were in Kentucky and a couple other states back to Indiana. Again, that saved about $3 million and, again, began to use an empty facility that we had, which is now about maybe 40% occupied. The California prisoners will now bring that up closer to full capacity. In terms of county jails, do we still have some?
Yes, we do. We have 41 county jails in our state. Have relationships with the Department of Corrections where we keep low custody offenders as close to home as possible. We average about 1,000 prisoners a day in county facilities.
I know from visiting many or all the counties in the state that in many cases this is effective for the county. It's a little bit of revenue for them in a, again does keep the offender closer to home.
What happens at the end of 2 years? Will there be talk of a discussion of extension, or at the end of 2 years, these people, regardless of how many there are, will go back?
No, we'll reclaim the space as we need it. We believe we'll begin to need it about a year from now, and about 2 years or a little more from now, we think we would need all of it. But these projections can be off. That's our best guess. And so we're going to make money in the interim, but every time the Indiana system needs another bed at that prison, it's ours to use.
So the contract is not for 2 years. It's just the projection of when Indiana might need.
That's correct. It's very, very clear that we can reclaim the beds on a unit-by-unit basis as the state may need them.
Does GEO operate the entire facility or just the new wing?
No, they operate
the whole facility.
They operate the entire facility. And how much do they pay a year? How much do we pay them a year to do that?
It's a little over $32 a day per prisoner for the operational contract.
This is just for sake of reference, and Dave can give you probably a more current number, but we pay them as much as $20 a day less than the fully loaded cost of keeping them in an Indiana facility.
These California inmates, will they be eligible for rehab services, drug counseling, and who's actually going to pay for that? Will Indiana or California?
California pays the entire expense. They've negotiated a contract with GEO for all the services, and I suspect it includes all the services that you mentioned. The millions that come to Indiana are pure profit to the state.
What did it take so long from the initial contact from California to reach agreement on making this happen?
Ask Arnold. actually, it was about 4 or 5 months, I gather. And new ideas sometimes have to be looked at, especially with large bureaucracies involved. And as again, I think as the longer California looked at it, the more they decided this was a very good answer to a crisis that they have. And then they went out and with an RFP to other states, and as I understand it, have arrangements with several and discussions with as many as 8 other states already, or by now.
So Indiana was receptive from the beginning. It was more getting the various players in California to agree it was worth doing.
Yeah, I'd say we took the initiative, actually, to see if there was an effective a business arrangement here. And so I think our discussions with them were probably the earliest or among the earliest that they had.
Do you know if Illinois is one of the states California contacted? They have a prison that was built several years ago, hasn't been opened.
I honestly don't know, but Dave can find out for you.
Yeah. Average stay from the prisoners?
Average stay?
Their sentence, their time.
I don't think we know yet. Hard to tell.
The 1,000 that we keep in the county jails, how much are we paying for that? I mean, is there a way we can save that money by putting them in Newcastle?
We pay $35 a day? No, that's pretty inexpensive. Again, just like as Newcastle, far less expensive than incarcerating them in traditional state-run facilities. The number I carry in my head for that is $55 or something close to that per day.
Are you concerned there might be any political downside
of it? I hadn't thought of that. Generally don't think about that. When I see a good arrangement for the state of Indiana, I think this is such a triple winner, 200 jobs, a well-trained workforce when we need it, filling up what was an empty facility and being paid several million dollars by somebody out of state. I would think this would be well received, but I've been wrong before. It's still a good idea.
How much will California be paying GEO?
Oh, it's 60. Paying them probably about 40 something a day. About
the
total is about 60 some.
$63 a day, absent the value for Indiana, so it's about $15 less per day. So that's what we'll receive.
So 63 total, but we're getting 15 of it.
That's about the way to think of it.
Mm-hmm. How come their prisoners cost more to have than Indiana's prisoners?
It's business. That was between GEO and California. I suspect without knowing that the cost in California may be vastly higher than that. And it certainly would be if they had to construct new facilities that they don't have today. So I assume, and from my conversation with Governor Schwarzenegger, it's pretty clear that he believes this is the best that they can do under the circumstances.
Are they coming, all these prisoners coming from one prison in California or from statewide?
I don't know. All I know about this is that that it'll be voluntary. I found this interesting. They asked prisoners if they would be willing or interested in incarceration out of state. And as I understand it, the prisoners coming here will have expressed a willingness to do that. Drew?
How will you spend the $6-7 million new governor's mansion?
We didn't spend any tax dollars on that. So far, so we sure won't start. No, I mean, we're still trying to strengthen the fiscal condition of this state. We have the first balanced budget in 8 years. We've repaid the schools, but we've not yet repaid the universities or local governments. So and we haven't rebuilt the rainy day fund. So this will go to the bottom line of the state, and every little bit helps.
After you pay GEO and hire the new guards and everything, what is the net benefit for the financial benefit? State of the $6.2 million, what of that is like a benefit after you cover the cost?
All of it. We don't have any cost.
Oh, okay.
California has the cost. They pay GEO for the services that we talked about, and the payment to Indiana is for our use.
Will the California prisoners have the same access to visitation to family, clergy, and lawyers who want to make the trip as do our Indiana prisoners?
I suspect so.
Will they receive snow counseling?
There will be the use of video technology for video visitation to assist for the California residents to have access to their family. But obviously, if someone wanted to come to the facility for visitation, you would come.
We don't have hot tubs for them, though, I guess, do we,
Dave? Representative Saunders, what do you think about how this proposal would be received in your own community?
Well, we had a prison that sat there 2 years or 4 years,
mm-hmm.
mostly empty. And I would invite you all out to see it. If a prison can be beautiful, it's a beautiful facility. It's state-of-the-art. But it was, as the governor said, a white elephant. I think any time you can bring 200 jobs to East Central Indiana after the jobs we're losing with the automobile industry, it's a welcome, a win-win.
Did you have any meetings with community leaders, and was there any kind of, what was the reception?
You know, there's always a few people that don't like change. We've all learned that over the last couple of years, but most of the people are very receptive. I was doing door-to-door last night in Hagerstown, Indiana, when I received a phone call about this morning. And the lady that was waiting the table, I said, I want to ask you something. Mm-hmm. I explained the situation, 200 new jobs, $6 million. Is this positive for us? And she said, anytime you can bring 200 jobs, it's positive. So.
I'm a little unclear on the genesis of this. Have we been calling several states saying, hey, it looks like you've got some prison overcrowding, or is there something California that particularly caught this?
It was California. It was national news that they had an enormous overcrowding problem and crisis on their hands, and that caught our attention.
Can I ask about a different subject? Do you know if Commissioner Sharp has contacted NCTE, the South Shore operators, about possibly looking into privatization?
I never heard a word about this from anybody, anywhere, until your question yesterday. Complete non-starter. But, you know, there's been so much bogus and false information around the whole subject, the transportation, that I'm no longer surprised when another bad rumor gets loose.
Governor, going back to the prison for a second, when were the discussions begun, and then you said it took about 4 or 5 months to...
By recollection, I think we talked yesterday, about 4 or 5 months ago was the first conversation between you and the folks in California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Per year, approximate, depends on the rate at which we receive prisoners, could be a little more.
When will this begin? When will the
promptly, how quickly?
We anticipate the initial movement sometime in mid-November. Uh-huh.
And how many prisoners in the first wave do you know?
We look at ramping up over probably a 90-day period from once we start. It'll be about a 90-day transition period.
So immediately, like within the first 90 days, we'll have up to 1,200 prisoners.
And therefore 200 jobs.
That's a pretty fast timeline to get 200 people trained and hired. Are we concerned about that?
Not with Donahue on the case. We've got the best corrections commissioner in America, and he's proven it over and over. And if he says he can do it, he can do it.
Do you think a lot of people want prison jobs in Newcastle?
I think they had a job fair over there. Help me with the numbers. There was like 16 openings, and we had how many applications?
About 150.
Okay. So how much do those jobs pay? Do you know, is there an average?
A big part.
How much do those jobs pay? 200 new ones, what do they pay?
Well, of course, there'll be a variety of classifications of positions, but starting correctional officers are in the $22,000 to $25,000 range.
Plus benefit.
That's correct.
We've added how many employees at Newcastle over the last 2 years?
We're at about 300 employees.
Yeah. So that many jobs have occurred just by getting the prison open and occupied, and maybe 40% or so occupied. So now this will take that on up.
And I think they received a pay increase from what they were making as state employees.
We've been able to provide the first pay increase. That's right. That's an important point. When there were some employees already there, even though there were very few prisoners, all but three chose to accept employment with GEO, and they got an average of 7% pay increase as they did. The other three chose to stay with the state, and we provided jobs for them.
Inmates committed infractions. Charged under Indiana law. So they assaulted a guard or something.
Oh, if they committed infractions in the while in custody. I assume so. I assume we would charge them under Indiana law. That would be in the site of their latest offense.
Mm-hmm. Are the prisoners signing some type of contract at all, do you know, to come here at all, or are they just...
I think they forfeited their contractual rights when they did whatever they did. So we'll treat them well, but I think that's terms of their treatment are up to Commissioner Donahue.
And you say that the $6 to $7 million has not yet been earmarked, or you're not looking specifically for something to do with that?
Just
spending in the state.
Just put the state a little bit further into the black. Once again, it's very important for people to realize you can't heave a sigh of relief just because the stream of red ink is over. We're in the black. We still have debts to repay. We still have reserves to rebuild. And the next General Assembly cannot be a feeding frenzy of special interests looking to spend money. We've got more work to do to put this state securely and permanently back in the black.
Did the House Republicans share their
education plan with you? No. I saw it when you did.
Has
some good things in it.
We haven't actually seen it yet, but
All right, in that case, yes, they should. I didn't know if they'd released it or not. So, well, you judge for yourself, but there's certainly some things I've already called for, and then a couple that they have, for instance, and they should make their own announcement, but they have positive things to say about full-day kindergarten. It may not be exactly as I have proposed it to date.
Governor, as we head into the elections, how are things at the BNB? Are there any concerns that the problems that occurred there in July will hinder people from getting state photo IDs and that kind of thing?
No.
I'm sorry, how many employees now at New Castle, at the new facility?
About 300 present.
Does the contract call for prisoners to go exclusively to Newcastle, in other words, if there's some beds available at other prisons, and Newcastle does?
No, this is Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'll be back.